Yo, y'all already know who it is, man. It's Super Facts, a.k.a. The People's Champ. Reporting live right here on the I Am Super Facts podcast, man. Just happy to start this podcast and to talk about any and everything from sports, music, entertainment, movies. It really don't matter. We're going to talk about it. If it's controversial, we're going to talk about it. It really don't matter to me, man. I talk about any and everything. You know what I'm saying? So we just want y'all to sit back, relax, man, and just listen to the podcast, man. And I hope everybody like it, man. First off, we got to give a hell yeah to the Chicago Bears. Man, they did their thing this season, man. Nobody was expecting this, man. 12-4, what a wonderful season. They slipped up. They could have went undefeated in the conference, in the division, but they slipped up and lost that first game to the Green Bay Packers, who I hate. I think Aaron Rodgers is a hell of a player, but I hate the Packers, man. I hate everything about them. I hate what they stand for. I can't stand them. But we made the playoffs, third seed. That's good, man. And we'll be seeing the Philadelphia Eagles in the first round. You know what, man? I just got one thing to say about the Eagles, and that's fuck the Eagles, you know? I really don't care about the Eagles. Don't nobody care. I don't care what they did last season. They calling this a magical run. I don't care about that shit, man. Like, Nick Foles, I don't give a fuck about Nick Foles. To me, Nick Foles is a bum. I had a couple of my guys, I think they scared of the Eagles, man. I want to see the Vikings. Fuck the Vikings and fuck the Philadelphia Eagles. It don't matter who we see, you know. Behind this defense, I think we can take on anybody, you know. We can beat anybody, you know. You see what they doing out there. The most takeaways, you know what I'm saying, holding opponents to the less points, leading the league in that, sacks. It don't matter, you know. I just think we got the hungry defense, and these dudes ready to get it, man. Khalil Mack is a monster, you know what I'm saying? Hakeem Nicks, monsters. These dudes is monsters. That's why they call them the monsters of the Midway, the new monsters of the Midway. Dude, they coming into Chicago Sunday night, you know what I'm saying, on the lakefront, cold. Don't nobody want none of that, man. Don't nobody want none of that. You know what I'm saying? They lost one game at home this season, and that was to the Patriots, which, you know, could have went, you know, either way. That game, that was a good game. It could have went either way. You know, I respect Tom Brady. Tom Brady is the GOAT. You know what I'm saying? So, but Philadelphia, man, and I've been watching a lot of these sports shows, you know. And a lot of them, they picking the Eagles, and it's like, yo, the disrespect is crazy. The disrespect is really, really crazy for my Chicago Bears. I just can't believe they don't respect that defense like that. And I guess it's because of Mitchell Trubisky, but, you know, it is what it is. Mitchell Trubisky been playing really good these last 3 weeks, man. Really, really good football. Not turning the ball. That's all that matters. Don't turn the ball over. Don't turn the ball over. And I done seen some bum quarterbacks win the Super Bowl and they have a garbage defense. I've seen it. When Ben Roethlisberger first came in the league, he was a bum. And yet and still, the Pittsburgh Steelers, they won the Super Bowl. They had a good defense. They had a good defense. All you got to do is don't turn the ball over. Play mistake-free football. And you got a chance, man. You know, everybody always, oh, this new NFL, the offense is scoring a lot of points. They racking the points up, man. Man, who gives a fuck about that shit, man? This is December, January. That's when that real football come out. You know, you got to have a good defense and a good running game. Jordan Howard, Tariq Cohen. You know what I'm saying? They, them dudes, they ain't no slouches back there, man. You know. We just get a ball of them, you know, get some first downs, play defense, get off the field. You know, when it's third down, they got the ball and you can get them. You can stop them, get off the field, get the offense on the field. Joe, it's just going to make a W. That's all. That's all we want to see, man. We want to see a W this weekend. And you know, I'm just going to say, you know, fuck the Eagles, man. That's how we're going to do that. Let's go Bears. We're going to bear down in Chicago. And we're going to go on to the next round. And then I think we win this game. And the Cowboys, they looking like they might win that game. And, you know, we'll be in L.A. next week, you know, the week after. So let's see what it's going to do, man. But all I'm going to say is bear down, baby. Yo, that's something, man, that's been really, really bugging me, man, the last couple days, man. And I know all y'all know about this, man. Anybody that pays attention to sports, I know y'all know this. And this kind of rubbed me the wrong way, man. And you know what? I really don't give a fuck how you guys feel about this. But like, the reports came out. Well, not really a report. It was actual footage of LeBron James, the self-proclaimed king, saying that he felt that he was the GOAT, the greatest of all time, just because he beat that 73-9 Golden State Warriors team, which he was down 3-1 and came back in miraculous fashion and beat the Golden State Warriors off of Kyrie's three. I give you, LeBron had the block heard around the world, but what about the shot heard around the world? That catapulting them guys into a W. But that statement of him being the GOAT really, really, really rubbed me the wrong way, because my dude, I give you all your accomplishments, man. Like you truly great. You're Mount Rushmore player in my eyes. You know, but to say you better than MJ, bro, like, that's crazy. And you know, you do have a lot of people that think LeBron James is better than Michael Jordan. But it's like every time I go back and watch highlights of Michael Jordan, I'm baffled. I'm baffled at how people can even sit there and fix their mouths to say that LeBron James is better than Michael Jordan. It's crazy. It's like, oh my God, it's poetry in motion when you're watching Michael Jordan, man. It's this dude was sick. I mean, just because you beat them doesn't put you in the go. What about the other series that you lost to Dallas and you shrunk under the pressure? I give it. You came back good fashion. You won two in a row. I give you that. You know, that was really good. That was great. Actually, not really, really good. That was great. Then you come back. You lose to Golden State. And then you come back and you beat Golden State. But then you come back and you lose again. And not once, but you lose twice. They revamped. They went and got KD, but hey, man, this the new NBA. That's how things are going on. That's how they doing things nowadays. And it's just, you have to adapt with the times, man. But to say that you're the GOAT, you're calling yourself the GOAT, I can't believe this guy, man. He sit there and he calls himself the GOAT, man. Let other people do that, man. Let other people call you the GOAT, man. You I don't know, man. This guy, I can't fuck with him. Let's just throw it out there, man. I can't fuck with LeBron James. you know, on this basketball shit. Calling yourself the GOAT, man. Nah, no way, no how that you're the GOAT. Michael Jeffrey Jordan. That's all. That's it. That's all. Michael Jeffrey Jordan, the GOAT. 6 for 6. 6 finals MVPs, man. Come on, man. 10 scoring titles, man. 9 defensive first teams, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? 1 defensive other player of the year award, man. Come on, you can't beat that, though. Dude, you cannot beat that, man. I don't care who he beats. I don't care who he beats. He's 3-6 in the finals. That right there lets me know he's not the GOAT. I don't care who he beat. I don't care who he going against. Hey, man, you're the best player in the league, man. The NBA is soft now, man. They let you do whatever you want to do, bro. If you can't win, that's on you, man. That's on you. You know what I'm saying? Hey, when y'all win, you're the reason. But when y'all lose, it's other people. Come on, dog. He's got to be able to take the praise, and he's got to be able to take the criticism. But don't nobody else wants to see that, man. Everybody wants to love Nick. Come on, I don't want to hear this shit, man. The GOAT, no. The GOAT, no. You know what I'm saying? Hey, man. I got Kobe as my number 2. I don't care. You can call me crazy, but Kobe is my number 2. LeBron, you're number 3, bro. You're number 3, and you're not the fucking GOAT. So, man, you can miss me with that shit, man. Miss me with that shit. LeBron James, not the GOAT. Yeah, so like a week and a half ago, or you know, last week, I checked out this Netflix movie, Bird Box. You know, I seen a lot of people talking about this movie on Facebook. I got a couple messages from my homies. They telling me to check out this movie because they know everybody that knows me. They know that, you know, I'm into movies. That's what I do. You know, only thing I don't do is I don't write, you know, reviews on them. But, you know, I'm that guy. You know what I'm saying? If you need something to watch, or shows to watch, you know, you can ask me. I can give you some good shows, good movies to watch. But this time, you know, I seen a lot of people on Facebook talking about Bird Box. You know, I checked this movie out. You know, I was expecting good to great things when I was checking it out, and you know, the movie was cool. It was okay. You know. It wasn't great, you know. It wasn't. Oh my God, you know. I gotta go tell the whole world to watch this movie. You know, it's one of those movies when you know you're not doing nothing and you're at home and time is winding down and they go Bird Box. Let me put on Netflix. I want to watch Bird Box, but yeah, man, there's some unbelievable shit in this movie that I couldn't even believe, man. Like, when they went to the fucking grocery store off GPS. How the fuck do you do that? You know, and you don't have a major crash, or you didn't hit a light pole or something, man. That shit, like, wigged me out, man. I'm watching this shit and I couldn't believe it, you know. I'm like, how, Sway? How do you get in a fucking car blindfolded? And you put the GPS on and you go to the fucking grocery store. I couldn't wrap my head around that. That was probably one of the scenes that was like far out, man. I couldn't believe you could do some shit like that. Or who even thought about that you can get blindfolded, paint the windows all black, turn the GPS on, you're able to back out the driveway and say make a left turn, and you're making a left turn perfect. I just don't understand this, man. Like, the movie was okay, you know. How the hell did her and the two kids, they make it down a river in the rapids? It's crazy. And they no one dies. I just don't get this, man. You see people probably not blindfolded get on a river in a canoe or a little ass boat like they were on, and them rapids is going crazy, and everybody dies. It was just, the movie was just far out, man. And why the fuck we couldn't see the monsters, or were they aliens, or I don't know, man. You see these motherfuckers and you kill yourself. It was just crazy. Was the director or the writer, were they thinking like, oh, we don't want the audience to see the monsters, because it's just one of those things where the people in the movie, if they see the monsters, they're gonna kill themselves? Or it's just a mental thing. I really don't understand. But like I say, man, it was a far out movie, but the movie wasn't bad. I watched the whole thing. I actually watched it again just to see if I missed anything. But you know, Sandra Bullock, she did her thing in this movie, man, and it was okay. It's just those certain points, which I thought was really, 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 really funny, man. That, you know, getting to the grocery store in a car and you're blindfolded and you're just listening to GPS, man. I really don't understand it, but man, I hope you guys enjoyed that movie. And I hope you guys enjoyed the first episode of I Am Super Facts with your boy Super Facts, aka the People's Champ. Everybody know that, you know what I'm saying? I got the title, I got the belt, I got the podcast, you know what I'm saying? Then you know, just in the future, just expect greatness, you know. Just expect greatness from this podcast, man. I'm telling you, we're gonna be talking about anything and everything, you know. Just you know, hit me up. You see me, let me know, you know, if what y'all wanna hear, you know, we can talk about anything. So I hope you enjoyed it. I'll holla. See y'all next time. You know, Super Facts. I'm out.